Emily, it is so nice to have you in here to talk about the Portland Bach Experience.
Robin, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. So tell us, what is the Portland Bach Experience? What is your motive for this event?
Well, I would say the Portland Bach Experience is whatever you want it to be, because part of the idea is that we offer five different experiences with the hope that people will find the entry point or the access point that makes sense for them. So the five experiences are the concert experience, the salon, which is chamber music and private homes, and we'll talk a little bit more about that later, the understanding experience, which is learning more about what this music is like, the Portland experience, which features the amazing places and landscapes of this great city, and the Bacchanalia experience, which is about crossover material.
Well, let's talk about the Bacchanalia experience. Let's start with that.
So my generation of composers and conductors, musicians in general, really, has gone through academia where there were these neat and tidy separations between genres. This is a sonata. This is a quartet. This is classical. This is popular. This is folk. And we don't see them that way. We think that those separations are kind of, in many ways, silly. And I just spoke at the Jewish Film Festival about Leonard Bernstein, and I actually think that Bernstein was sort of at the forefront of this, at the beginning of this revolution, of saying, like, it's either good music or it's not good music. And we don't need to label it as being serious or classical. And so in my generation of musicians, there's a lot of composers and performers who are really interested in saying, well, I like this aesthetic, or I like this attack, or I like this structure. Can I bring those ideas into this other sound world? These are really much closer related than we sometimes pretend they are. And they can speak to each other, even if they don't seem naturally related. So I talk all the time about how I think Bach is the grandfather of jazz and blues. Yes, Robin's raising her hand for those of you listening to the radio.
It's the rhythm. It's the point, counterpoint. So I have to tell you, this morning I was playing on the air Brahms' Second Clarinet Sonata.
Mm.
And in the final movement, the piano is doing something, and I'm listening to that going, what is going on with Brahms here? And I actually came on the air and said something like, is it just me, or was Brahms looking forward to jazz in that piano riff? You can hear it throughout music. I love what you're saying, because you want to slash through some of those arbitrary,
Absolutely. Like
filing systems we
have,
exactly. Categories
exactly.
for music.
Yeah. My dad is a professor, and I have been a professor, so God love academia, but they've caused a lot of problems for us. I totally agree. I mean, I think that Bach is some of the most swinging, danceable music, even the church music, because it has that backbeat, it has that edge. The harmonies, I would say, in addition to the rhythms and the syncopations that you were mentioning, Robin, the harmonies often, you hear those blue notes or those dissonances. And so my generation is really interested in exploring those relationships in a little bit more, sometimes subtle, but usually quite overt way. So in May 4th through 6th, we're doing this really awesome Bacchanalia experience I'm excited about. We're co-hosting with One Longfellow Square in downtown Portland and Portland Conservatory of Music students. And we've invited two really great artistic groups to this performance. One is Warp Trio, which W-R-A-P Trio, which is a piano trio that is trained in conservatory. They play on Saturday night of that festival on the 5th. They'll be playing a Schubert piano trio. They'll be playing a Bach cello suite. They're well versed in the classical language and play that all the time. But they also do a lot of taking that music and putting it on its head. So, for example, they've covered songs by Daft Punk and Gorilla, which are popular bands, as a piano trio. They've taken, I've seen them do work with a fuller orchestra where they've gone from a Arvo Pärt piano piece into a Daft Punk solo into Messiaen and back into Daft Punk.
Oh, that's a great journey.
It's so cool and it's so exciting. And I actually have to credit their pianist, Michael Darmini, for giving me this idea, because he was up here earlier and was playing traditional music, classical music, but he was sneaking around behind our backs going to the, you know, blue and all these other jazz and popular concerts. And so I said, we should be putting all this talent in one place. The other artist who's playing on that Friday, May 4th Bacchanalia experience is Nate Tucker, who's a percussionist that I've worked with for a long time. Some of you will remember he gave a performance at Victoria Mansion a couple of summers ago where he did a mashup of Bach's D minor partita with Bill Evans, who quotes that partita in one of his works. And he did it, the mashup, on marimba. So the sound world is very different, but oh, it is so transportive.
Bach sounds really good on marimba.
Oh, it's so good. It's
Bach
so
sounds good.
Good
on anything.
Yeah. And so he'll be doing work like that, but he's also, I'm so excited for this, he is taking one of my favorite Bach motets, Komm Jesu Komm, which is a double choir motet, and he is DJing it. So it's going to be a mashup of this motet with percussive dance hall DJ underlying beats. So I don't know what that's going to sound like, but Nate is brilliant and I trust him 1,000%. And I am so excited to hear that show. And I'm really excited for this, for the community, because thanks to One Longfellow Square and Portland Conservatory of Music, before the Friday night show, we're calling it a show and tell, but it's sort of like a lecture demonstration where it's free. We're opening the doors of One Longfellow Square, and Warp Trio and Nate are going to talk for about an hour about how they think about this stuff. And they'll play some of their work, but they'll also be talking about, you know, what are the sounds going on in their head and what are the crossover things that they're listening for and thinking about. And then on Saturday night, they'll be performing a more traditional classical concert. So it's a really awesome opportunity to talk with the musicians and see them working in these different universes.